This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 14th. No skipping in my voice, just in the music. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. After a brief hiatus for the holidays, Paul Perillo joining me, Andy Hart, here at the Gillette Stadium Studios. Stadium quite a bustle, Paul Perillo. Snow being removed, teams practicing, CBS doing production meetings down the hall.
Just ran into Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz. He was doing his golf voice in the hallway.
He was on the cell phone, then he saw Mr. Kraft, he was saying hello.
Wheeling and dealing.
Multitasking.
Multitasking indeed.
A tradition unlike any other.
That's true.
Which is a wonderful shot indeed.
You done?
No.
We're here to talk about all
really have a whole lot of
big moves. Big moves here at Gillette Stadium this week. Atiyah Ellison, that's Paul told me how to pronounce it.
That's what it said on the
press was released.
Release.
He was here for less than a week, and if you count on your roster reports for information, you didn't know he was here, so you didn't miss much. Biggest news
of the
week.
Your roster reports for information. You're in trouble.
There haven't been big moves in the 3 weeks that we didn't do one.
No, I'm just, well, you know, what was the last time we did one?
There hasn't been big moves. The big move of the week, although it's not really announced in any way, is Brandon Spikes is back from his four-game NFL suspension. Practiced all week. According to Coach Belichick, he's looking better. You know, there was a little rust from having spent a month
can't
not doing anything.
Can't simulate the football, though, Andy.
Paul, I want to talk about that move. A, will he start and play significant reps, as Fred Kirsch is predicting on PFW in Progress? And is he a key factor in a game against a quote-unquote ground-and-pound team led by Sean Green and LaDainian Tomlinson that may come out and look to run the football?
Yeah, I think if that is indeed what the Jets do, I would anticipate them doing that. Then, yes, Brandon Spikes will be a part of that that defense. Their base 3-4, when they're lined up against the Jets in passing situations, I believe will feature Brandon Spikes.
No? That's all you got?
You don't think he will?
Usually you're much longer-winded than that.
Well,
I do. I agree.
Keep it brief.
I think Gary Guyton is, as we've said all year long, best suited for a sub role, and that's the role he's played. Third down and situational. When Spikes has been healthy, he's been mainly the first and second down player and did a solid job with that. I didn't think he had a great rookie year, but I think he's better. The defense is better against the run with him out there.
I agree.
And I think we've seen them struggle a little bit down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Not just him. There's been a lot of injuries along the defensive line. But, you know, I think he'll help that out with Vince Wilfork and Gerard Warren and Gerard Mayo and those guys that are key to that run's defense.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, we'll talk about the injury report, okay?
Okay.
On the Jets side, Patriots gain somebody back that helps the running game. Jets lose somebody that could not only hurt the running game, but the passing game, the protection. Old friend Damian Woody lost for the season. He'll be replaced by Wayne Hunter, who's replaced him in the month of December off and on and
luckily
in the game
for
against
the, Jets,
the Colts.
He's the best backup tackle in football.
Is he?
That's what Rex Ryan says.
Wow. You think he believes it?
He's called him that many, many times, whether he's playing or not.
Okay.
I so mean, the man is insane, so I'm sure he does
true.
Believe it.
What do you make of the Woody situation and how much of an impact could it have on this football game on Sunday night here at Gillette Stadium?
I know that you disagree with this. I do think it's a significant injury for the Jets because of the way I think they want to play this football game like they did in the second half in Indy, as you said, the ground-and-pound approach. And I think Woody is a big part of that. I don't think it's a coincidence they went to his side when they got down close to the goal line and LT got in. I think he's a guy that in the run blocking. I also thought he did a really nice job on Mathis, by the way, in that game. Not that the Patriots have
Mathis.
A huge outside edge threat. But, look, any time that your starter is out and your backup is in, I don't care if Wayne Hunter is the best backup tackle in football, as Rex Ryan says, I think that you were hurt by that. But in particular, when you want to play a certain style that features your offensive line, I think it's a significant injury.
I think it bears watching. I agree with you. I don't think it's a big deal in the passing game because I don't really think the Patriots have these edge rushers that are going to take advantage of a backup at right tackle. And I think the Jets benefit. This isn't like Jim Leonard going down. They've had to play with Wayne Hunter off and on for the better part of the last month, including in Indy. He came into the game late. So I think there's, you know, that helps you. You know, guys get used to playing next to each other. I think that helps you a little bit. It's not that dramatic. Friday afternoon, Jim Leonard breaks his leg. He's out of the game. Boom. You got to kind of shuffle. So I think they benefit from that. On the Patriots side of the injury report, the rest of the Jets, very much mostly healthy. They have a lot of guys on there.
Well, there is
Drew Coleman
thing.
Was added, yeah, but I don't think Drew Coleman will make the difference between them winning or losing.
But I think it's a similar situation as Jim Leonard. I think that you lose a guy.
Far less
you
impactful.
Lose a guy that's part of your defensive game plan. If in fact they've lost him now,
right.
He got banged up. I don't
right.
know. You know, Jim Leonard broke his leg and he was out. If they've lost this guy, it's a guy that was part of their defensive game plan in the secondary, mm-hmm. which is the absolutely most important element for the Jets in this game to stop the Patriots' passing attack. That's a significant injury as well.
I think that it's Bears watching. I don't think it's significant. Leonard, to me, you know, the quarterback and the defense type.
Who knew?
See, no, it has nothing to do with the playing. It's the communication. It'd be like, you know, any team, you know, if they lose James Sanders, I think that would have an impact on the Patriots' communication. He's not Ed Reed either, but, you know, there's a veteran presence back there, and I think it's no mistake that when he went to New York, he brought Jim Leonard and Bart Scott with him as kind of the two different levels that he could set up with those guys as coaches on the field in the scheme. And to lose a guy like that on Friday, I think, is a big deal. Patriots side, though, I want to talk about a lot of limited injuries, limited participation, guys that have missed some time here down the stretch, guys like Aaron Hernandez, Deion Branch, Jermaine Cunningham, Tully Bantakane, I would put as the four most important, and guys I think there is still some doubt about. I know Branch has said he's completely healthy, and Hernandez looks a lot better, but, I mean, if two of those four guys are out, that, you know, and it's a 50-50. Anytime they're probably going to be, you know, questionable for the game, it's 50-50. If you're without a couple of those, that could have an impact on this football game. Those are key guys.
And even if they're all in, Andy, I agree with you, you know, the 50-50 element. But even if they're all in, you do know they're dealing with something.
Right.
And, you know, for Hernandez, for example, he could catch a pass early and take a shot right on that hip. And then who knows if
or
that...
Or score a touchdown in high-step drag
Is that how
thing.
You keep mentioning
He went to
that.
The trainers right after that. They looked
okay,
at him. He was looked at by the trainers on the sideline.
You think he may have suffered
immediately following.
That?
I don't know whether he suffered it on that, but he was looked at by the trainers immediately following that touchdown.
I can't tell you
factually
that would be
he
one
heard
of those,
it.
You know, when we're writing the Super Bowl book for this one, you know, that would be one of those interesting anecdotes that
yes.
we find out in March.
Yes.
You know, he missed the... You know, we were really worried about Aaron Hernandez's availability in that postseason because, you know, ironically, he tore his labrum in his hip, you know,
dragging his feet
into the end zone for a meaningless touchdown when they were up 38-3.
But Cunningham is a guy that he's been awful quiet of late, hasn't practiced, and you have some issues there. If you get thin at outside linebacker, you know, it's not just the defensive front now. You know, if it's Kyle Love at defensive end backed by Rob Ninkovich, I don't know how stout a defensive front that is to run at if Sean Green's coming that way consistently. So, you know, all those little matchups and one-on-one battles, games within the games, these injuries could play a factor in those matchups. And Hernandez, flat out, I think, is a key part of this offense. You know, you talk about the Patriots' strength versus the Jets' defense is options maybe 3, 4, and 5. Okay, you say you may be able to take away Welker and Branch with Revis Cromartie, but you can't take away Hernandez, Gronkowski, and Woodhead. Well, if Hernandez isn't out there, that's one less option that Tom Brady has to go to. Maybe Tate's on the field. Maybe it hurts your offense a little bit. So I think all those bear watching and how the matchups unfold.
Absolutely. And listen, that's one of those things that we're not going to be able to answer in a Friday podcast, but we'll have to wait till
Sunday around 8 o'clock, we might know how it played out.
On Sunday, you know, other than that, just kind of getting a vibe, Andy, and I know you feel the same way, just seems to be a lot of confidence in Foxborough.
Top to bottom.
You know, we just left the locker room a short while ago, less than an hour ago. Didn't talk to a whole lot of different players, but sort of bounced around a little bit and just kind of getting an overall feeling. Seems like this team is pretty confident. Certainly seems like Bill Belichick is pretty confident.
I would say number 12 looks pretty confident.
Wes Welker, by the
him.
Way, did not speak to reporters today to address
he beat feet to get out of the locker room.
The intentions or lack thereof of his repeated use of the word foot yesterday. So just to let everybody know.
Really beautiful feet.
And Bill's comments were about the Jets. That's what he's focused on.
I'm focused on the Jets.
Not surprising.
Most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
Other than that, Sunday night, 4:30, Gillette Stadium. Divisional round playoff game, round 3, some are calling it, between the Jets and Patriots after the season split. I prefer to refer to it as round 104. The all-time series is tied 51-51-1. We'll find out who wins the rubber match on Sunday evening and advances to the AFC title game against another round 3 matchup between the Ravens and Steelers in Pittsburgh. The road to the Super Bowl Only two divisions involved this year. Right? The other two eliminated. Get out of our way. It's all about the East and the North. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Back next Friday with either another playoff edition of the Patriots.com Roster Report podcast or the first off-season edition of the Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, because as Bill Belichick said, one team's season will end on Sunday. Will it be the Jets? Will it be the Patriots? Tune in. Until then, peace out. Corners where we selling, Africa been bought, home of the hip hop, yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back for foreigners, it ain't fitting, act like they forgot how to act. This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.